KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's start with a look at high school sports from last night. Trainer hosting its cross-country girl and boy invitational. In the girls' side last night, it was Carly Larson of Underwood, the individual champion. She ran 19 minutes, 13.42 seconds. To capture the championship, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was the runner-up. Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center placing third. Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia was fourth. Heidi Hall of AHSTW fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Alexis Post of Riverside at 6th, Erica Rowe of Underwood 7th, Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning running 8th, Gracie Sprigman of St. Albert was 9th, and Charlie Adams of Griswold placing 10th overall last night. Also in the team standings, the team championship on the girls' side last night goes to Tri-Center. They win it with 68 points, 70 for Underwood. They were the runner-up. Logan Magnolia, third with 75. Griswold was fourth with a 127 total. AHSTW placed fifth, followed by Riverside, Trainer, St. Albert, Cam, West Harrison, and Exira EHK. On the boys' side last night, it was Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer winning the meet. 16 minutes, 59.34 seconds was his time. Southwest Iowa's Adam Thompson was second. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW placing third. Dakota Holiday of Cam was fourth. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley placing fifth. The rest of the top ten includes Brett McGee of Tri-Center at sixth. Caleb Chmelka of Tri-Center in 7th. Boyer Valley's Joe Weber was 8th. Noah Jorgensen of Southwest Iowa 9th. And Carter Dolan of Tri-Center placing 10th in that meet last evening on the boys' side. Now on the boys' team standings, championship goes to Tri-Center with 46 points. 89 points for St. Albert for 2nd. IKM Manning 3rd at 120. Woodbine with 126 was 4th. And Boyer Valley 5th at 138. Rest of the field, Southwest Iowa, Trainer, Griswold, AHSTW, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Underwood, and East Mills in that order. In girls volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah defeating Harlan 3-0. Kemper Catholic wins twice last night in conference play, beating Clarinda and Denison both in 3-game sweeps. Clarinda beat Denison in 3 straight. Red Oak beat Glenwood 3-2. St. Albert over Lewis Central 3-2 last night. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK topping Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row. Corner Conference action saw Stanton beat Heartland Christian, Sydney over South Page, East Mills beat Fremont Mills, Essex over Clarinda Academy. Those are all 3-0 sweeps. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 3-1, and East Union 3 in a row over Lenox last night. If Iowa State cares more about the Cy-Hawk series than Iowa, well, that's news to Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. Saturday's game in Ames will be the 40th since the modern series began in 1977, and it will be the 28th that Ferentz has been a part of as either an assistant or a head coach.
I kind of found it insulting in some ways. It's almost like you don't care. That's really insulting to say to anybody that competes in anything. I guess I haven't jumped up and died. I don't know. Maybe I got to do some jumping jacks or something like that. Be a little bit more demonstrative out there. When you win, what you do is great. When you lose, not so great. So, I think it's just kind of part of that narrative.
Well, it may not draw much national attention, but Ferentz says the rivalry does have its unique qualities.
Pitts, two teams from, premier conferences, which is unusual. Got the Big Ten and Big 12 represented. So I think that makes it a little bit unique, certainly. Being early in the season makes it a little bit unique, and this is my 28th involvement now in this series, so I feel very, very fortunate to be part of it.
Ferentz says the Cyclones are a much better team, and that began to show midway through last season.
People kind of started embracing what they were doing, what the staff was selling, at least watching on film, and they started playing together and got really positive results, and had a couple of really good wins, but also losing to Oklahoma, Kansas State the way they did, they were playing, and certainly we saw further progress Saturday. It looked like a really good football team on Saturday.
Iowa's defense never allowed Wyoming to reach the end zone, but Ferentz says Iowa State's veteran offense will provide a difficult challenge.
It's one game, so we're not quite ready to make judgments yet, but certainly pleased with the way we played. And I think probably the most positive thing was just our responses to the bumps that took place. And we didn't protect the ball very well. That was very evident. But our defense never broke stride. They went out and responded in a real positive way. I think it was a big positive. It was probably as good a thing as I saw out there.
Ferentz also responded to criticism from former ESPN college football analyst Ed Cunningham. The former All-American at Washington called Iowa's Outback Bowl loss to Florida, and he told the New York Times he felt the coaches abused quarterback C.J. Beathard by leaving him in the game despite a pulled hamstring. He says it was that game that drove him to quit. Ferentz says it was his call to leave Beathard in the game with the approval from the medical staff.
C.J. was clearly not at full strength, but he wasn't in 15 either and played pretty well. So, you know, and I listen to players, too, and C.J. wanted to be out there. So that was my decision. You can second guess if people can. He chose to. That's his prerogative, certainly. But, you know, I found it a little bit offensive, quite frankly, because he was not at risk medically.
Ferentz added that Iowa's medical staff has the final say about whether a player is fit to compete. Beathard's father, Casey, defended the Hawkeyes in a statement saying that Iowa was very thorough and diligent in addressing any injury situations. Well, the top 25 has Alabama in the lead spot again this week. The Associated Press top 25 college football poll has the Crimson Tide picking up 60 of the 61 first-place votes. The other vote went to Ohio State, who's number two. Clemson is third. Penn State and Oklahoma round out the top five, with Southern Cal, Washington, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Florida State the rest of the top 10. Oklahoma State is at number 11. Kansas State checks in at number 19 in this week's poll. Also, Notre Dame is in at number 24. Several teams from the Big Ten and Big 12 conferences received votes but didn't get in this week, including Maryland, Northwestern, Texas Tech, Iowa, Nebraska, and Michigan State. Well, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has lost the appeal of his six-game suspension. Arbitrator Harold Henderson made that decision Tuesday following a two-and-a-half-day hearing last week. That punishment stems from a domestic violence case. However, Elliott will be allowed to play in the Cowboys' season opener Sunday against the Giants due to the timing of Henderson's decision. Meanwhile, U.S. District Judge Amos Mazant said he would rule on Elliott's request for temporary restraining order by Friday. If that request is denied and no further legal action taken, Elliott's suspension would start in week two at Denver. Elliott was suspended by Commissioner Roger Goodell after the league concluded he had several physical confrontations last summer with a former girlfriend. The NFL says Sunday's game between the Dolphins and Buccaneers will not be played in Miami this week. If the game is not relocated, it will be postponed until November when the teams share the same bye week. A decision on when and where to play is expected by Wednesday. In baseball, Jose Martinez hit a couple of home runs. Rookie Harrison Bader added a career-high three RBIs, and Michael Wacha survived a shaky start to last six innings as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 8-4. On Tuesday night. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Chicago 4-3. Washington beat Miami 2-1. Cincinnati 9-3 over Milwaukee. Philadelphia beat New York 9-1. Colorado over San Francisco 9-6. Arizona in 10 innings 3-1 over the Dodgers. Jacoby Jones and John Hicks hit two home runs, and the Detroit Tigers had six homers in all in a 13-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Also in the American League, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 7-6, Boston over Toronto in 19 innings 3-2, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Minnesota, Cleveland beat the White Sox 9-4, Angels over Oakland in 10 innings 8-7, Houston 3-1 over Seattle. Texas at Atlanta in interleague play was postponed last night. The Boston Red Sox have received a little help when they won a series against with the New York Yankees at Fenway Park last month. The New York Times has reported that the Red Sox used a high-tech watch to relay signs by the Yankees catchers during the series. The Times said Major League Baseball began a probe after Yankees general manager Brian Cashman filed a complaint with the commissioner's office that included video. The newspaper said the video showed a member of Boston's training staff looking at his Apple watch in the dugout and relaying a message to players. The Red Sox have reportedly admitted to Major League Baseball that they improperly used electronic devices to steal signs from their longtime rivals. The Times said the Red Sox told MLB investigators that Boston manager John Farrell, general manager Dave Dombrowski, and other team executives were not aware of that scheme. Commissioner Rob Manfred said he wanted to get the matter resolved quickly and declined to comment about possible penalties. The Red Sox took 2 of 3 during that series. With Hurricane Irma bearing down in South Florida, the Miami Marlins are allowing families of players and staff to travel with the team on their upcoming road trip. The Marlins host the Nationals tonight and Wednesday before embarking on a 7-game road trip to Atlanta and Philadelphia. The National Hurricane Center says Irma has been upgraded to a Category 5 storm, the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Basin on record. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.